Chanting in two languages. Role playing 2. Clinic. Hello everyone. I hope you enjoyed reading part 1 of the role playing game last month. This month, I'd like to introduce several different conversations that could take place at a clinic. In real life, clinics may not be our favorite places to visit, but in the world of role playing, pretending to be a receptionist, a doctor, a pharmacist, or a dentist in a clinic is actually quite interesting. In fact, the more unpleasant the experiences are in real life, the more fun they are when role-playing. When you are pretending to be someone else, you get to live their life vicariously. It is like wearing a special pair of glasses that allows you to see the world from a different perspective. As a preschooler, Ellie often had to visit a clinic to get various vaccinations. She also had to visit her ENT clinic for things like inflamed ear and allergies. Here's how some conversation would go.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hi, I have an appointment to get my vaccination shot at 10 a.m.
May I have your name, please?
My name is Ellie Itakura.
Do you have your insurance card and consultation ticket?
Yes, here they are.
Thank you. Please wait in the lobby. We will call your name shortly. In the meantime, please take your temperature and fill in this medical form.
Okay. Thank you.
How are you, Ellie?
Terrible. I don't like these shots. Will they hurt, doctor?
I know you're a strong girl, Ellie, and it will be done in a second. Plus, you get to have these cute Hello Kitty stickers when you're done.
Okay.
Actually, let me take a look at your ears, nose, and throat first. You need your allergy medicine too, correct?
Yes, please.
Good morning. May I have your prescription?
Good morning. Here it is.
This is the medicine for your allergy. You take this twice a day after meals. Any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Here is a conversation at a dental clinic. We are pretending to be there for Ellie's brace checkup.
Are you wearing your mouthpiece every day? You have to keep it on at all times, except when you eat.
I wear it whenever I can. That's all for this month. The last one is a tricky answer, isn't it? You can tell that the patient is probably telling a white lie and hasn't always been wearing the mouthpiece.